Day 22 of
Wafaka. Here we go.
Day 22.
This is high energy. I don't want to use all my energy up on this song. So last night was a combination of nights, but mainly just shitting in a drawer. What did you do with your drawer shit?
I haven't decided yet. It's still just kind of sitting there.
I'm gonna add it to the collection of ancestral turds.
I have a story
to be handed down through generations.
I have a story about leaving bodily things in drawers that's very funny, and I won't name who it was. When they were in their youth,
Justin Trudeau,
they were staying with their friends.
Aaron O'Toole,
and they were drinking quite a bit. Yes, both Aaron O'Toole staying with his buddy Justin Trudeau in their youth, and they got super drunk. And anyway, they woke up the next morning, and their friend just yelled out their name, like, ah, and they were so mad. And they're like, what? They came in the room, like, what happened? And his friend was like, do you not remember what you did? I was like, what are you talking about? And he opened up the sock drawer. Apparently, this person got so drunk, he opened up his friend's sock drawer and just vomited from one end to the other, closed the sock drawer, and then opened the next drawer down and did the same for every, just vomited from left to right, opening and closing every, doing this in every single drawer.
Nice.
So there you go.
Yeah, somebody had to go around barefoot for a while.
This is the shit you don't have to listen to if you're a paying member.
This is a free episode.
We save all the gross shit for a free.
Hi,
dear listener. Thank you for sticking around with us.
I was just talking to somebody from the RAF, the Royal Air Force in the UK, and the British military are big on trophies. So, like, the SAS, the Special Forces, apparently have a cabinet with one of Saddam Hussein's son's cowboy boots in.
That's weird.
I know. And they had a flight, and the Queen was one of their military planes that they were on, and she took a dump on the plane. It was in the RAF officer clubhouse, and it was had a plaque, and it said the Royal Turd, and it was like and preserved in formaldehyde or whatever.
Hold on, no.
How is that more disgusting than throwing up in a drawer?
How is it possible? She was on a flight. Was it like,
because it didn't? They don't drop it out.
No, it was, but like, it goes into a fucking, it goes into a septic tank.
Somebody wanted.
Do you think, like, there wasn't a tank? There was just some guy beneath the toilet with his hands out, ready to catch. Like,
no,
just
but
at
somebody,
any second.
Somebody,
oh, the Queen's going to go shake a shit. No, they, get underneath the toilet and put your hands out.
Somebody had to empty the tank, and they were like, "Hey, do you know what? We should keep this. This is royal feces." This is disgusting. Again, we're grown men.
Fucking gross, man.
Yeah, anyway, let's not start talking about...
Oh, my God. Poop. Royal feces.
Royal feces. The royal feces.
It smells like pate.
Anyway.
It's got corn in it.
What door can you see in front of you?
What?
What door can you see in front of you?
It's very furry and smelly and purple for some reason.
The origin of furry door.
That's true. Oh, that's the old door. I'm looking at the furry door from long ago.
Oh, it's the same one again.
It's the same one again. So I got to look at today's door.
Yeah.
Which is quite clearly...
It looks like it's made of some kind of jelly.
I was just going to say, looks like it's made out of jelly. That's weird.
Put your hand in the jelly and give it a jiggle.
I don't...
There we go. And look. It's opening. Thanks. I don't have to add any sound effects to this one. This is the story of a remarkable woman.
This is like one of the grossest episodes we've done in a long time, and we haven't even begun.
I know. This,
you're welcome.
Yes, I'm trying to get into the story and move on from the poop and the jelly and the vomit. So, Higelac was a very impressive
Higelac?
Higelac.
Higelac.
She was an Inuit woman. She was from the Copper Inuit of Southwest Victoria Island. And along with her husband, and I'm assuming that I'm getting this wrong, Ipecac adopted
Ipecac.
Ipecac?
Like the
Ipukukuak.
I'm not even going to try.
Yeah, Ipecac. They
you're brave for trying, man. I wouldn't.
I'm trying. I mean, you can only get better by trying once you've tried the first time.
That's not necessarily true. But keep
so,
going.
Yeah. So she was an Inuit woman, and she was known for her amazing kind of skills of survival, and also she was a
when was this?
She was a shaman. So this was roughly the turn of the 20th century. So oh, she wow. would have been born in the 1800s, but was living there. And there was an anthropologist called Diamond Janus.
What?
Diamond Janus, not Giant Diamond what?
Okay.
And they were an anthropologist who was studying, looking to meet Inuit cultures and meet them. So what she did was she adopted the anthropologist within her home and let him live with them just so we could learn all about their culture.
That's pretty cool.
Which I think is like hardcore anthropology.
That's pretty neat.
And
yeah, not kidding.
But and I'm talking about this.
Yeah, when you go to university, you can either study anthropology or you can study hardcore anthropology.
You can go and live with somebody for 8 months. But from what he observed and what they taught Diamond about hunting and survival and the culture, It was a huge part of people understanding Indigenous Arctic people before, colonization started to disrupt traditional lifestyles.
Right.
So, but the amazing thing was, and there's this really cool story. I couldn't find more information on it, and I really want to find out more information. It feels like when they had a real adventure when Diamond lived with them, because she was a shaman, and Diamond got accused of murder.
What?
And she worked to help free him of the murder charge.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, this is just like a throwaway line. It says...
you couldn't find more on this?
No, Higelac was also a shaman, which helped save Janice from a local murder charge. That's all
it
is.
What the fuck?
I'm like, so...
You couldn't find anything more than that line.
It sounds like you could make a film based on that sentence.
Right?
It's incredible.
That's insane.
I know. And eventually, though, it was quite sad. I couldn't find any more, and you did dig. And this is more of a call. If anybody knows about this story or any books or anything, this should be a film. This idea of someone, hey, I'm going to go and learn about this community and live with them, and then they become really close and good friends, and then there's some kind of murder plot twist,
right?
That then they're like, oh no, I know you well enough now that I don't think I'm going to help you because I've got influence in my community and.
That's fucking insane. That's a throwaway line, and you couldn't find anything more about
that. And that's
that
the best
online.
Part of the story.
That's crazy.
Well, she passed.
Yeah, listener, if you know anything about this, please send it to us. CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com.
That's a cool story. Somebody should write a film or a book about that life. So she sadly passed away during the an influenza epidemic that struck.
I thought you were going to say during the murder charge investigation. She passed away from knives. Knives in her. Yeah, that's.
This was in 1927, but her husband was filmed by a photographer and journalist called Richard Finney, building a snow house. And doing some other traditional kind of, activities based on their culture. So
is it considered offensive to call them igloos now? Are we calling them snow houses?
I think snow house is the term rather than, I think igloos is a term that was used. I don't know whether igloo is a term much like Eskimo that is no longer allowed to be used. No longer an accurate representation, and is
which is weird because like it, I think at one point that's what they were called. Like
yeah, but
you
the,
know.
The, but the lots of things were called things they probably shouldn't have been called, and then they changed their names for a reason.
Only, no, I mean like
there's a bunch
no,
of words you could say that things used to be called.
It's fair enough. Yeah, I don't know. English language is weird. It's like a word is fine and used and totally innocent until people start using it in bad contexts, and then yeah. Suddenly the word itself is, even if there's no intention, like harmful intent behind the word is evil. It's weird. English is weird, man.
But also,
people are fucking weird.
So Higelac and her husband, their great grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren are still alive today. And you know, the family still go in, so they've got a real link to the heritage because of the records and
very cool.
Studies that were done.
That's very neat.
Which is awesome. I thought that was a cool story.
Especially the murder twist in the middle, man.
I know.
Jesus.
It's amazing.
I think you just made that up to make this more interesting.
Tonight is a big night.
Okay.
Night 22. Night.
Oh, night.
I don't know if you noticed, I've been polishing my armor.
I was wondering about that.
So everyone,
it's kind of rude at the table, honestly.
If you don't know what night is, everyone dresses as a knight. And if you
just kind of hang out as knights at night,
exactly.
Yeah.
And the danger is that you fall asleep in your armor and you wee in your armor and it goes rusty, and then you get tetanus in your dick or whatever genitals you may have. The other genitals are available.
Night dick.
And then you get night dick.
Night dick.
Which is a common complaint on day 23, the night after day 22. So there we go.
And you say night.
Night. There we go. So, yeah. That was a good free vision. Sorry about all the scatological humor.
No, you're not.
I truly am my children.
Did you just call our listeners your children?
The children. Followers. I'm joking. Who wants to be in a cult? Based on Canadian politics.
You can say it so nice like that, yeah.
Well, yeah, everyone go polish your armor. If you've got a broadsword, give that a good polish. If you've got a lance, if you've got whatever, I can't remember the name of it.
Anyway. A halberd?
No. That's a fish.
Not a halibut.
If you've got some kind of a mace, you've got maybe a shield with a mythological beast on it. Whatever you've got.
Sit at home and polish your armor.
Everybody loves a suit of armor.
Mm.
But remember, no LARPing. This is serious.
LARPing?
LARPing. Live action roleplay.
There you go.
No LARPing.
Have you ever LARPed?
No.
No?
No.
Don't lie now.
Why would I LARP?
Why would anyone
don't
LARP?
Don't accuse me of LARPing. I am married. I'm a happily married man, so I don't need to go LARPing.
Sorry. That was my bad.
You might go LARPing. You swing in single bachelor.
I think you and I have wildly different ideas of what LARPing means.
Bye.
I had a mouthful of... Okay, bye.
I waited for him to take a drink for his invite. Bye.